Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Is this the White Stripes, Jacob? Oh, I guessed right for once.
There
my 30th time was a charm. We're online for you at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, a performance from Blues Traveler. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from our own newscaster, Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A parcel bomb exploded in central Paris today, killing one person and seriously injuring another. The Interior Ministry in France said several other people were suffering from shock. It did not say who might have been behind the bombing. More details are emerging this morning about the shooter who went on a fatal rampage at a Nebraska shopping mall yesterday. 19-year-old Robert Hawkins walked into the Westroads Mall with a rifle. He stopped on the third floor and started shooting. Eight people were killed and five wounded before the shooter took his own life. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Omaha. He says the shooting was indiscriminate.
There were both women and men that were shot. They say they don't believe that anyone specifically was being targeted or that he had, as they say at this point, any specific agenda. They say that he just appeared to come into the mall looking to open fire on people. He was a very troubled young man. He'd been fired last week from his job at McDonald's. He had broken up with his girlfriend. He'd been kicked out of his home and was staying with the parents of some friends of his. He did leave a suicide note. A picture is emerging at this point of a very troubled young man who was very angry.
NPR's Jason Bobian. And forget about being afraid of an airplane crash. A new report says too often airplanes are colliding with each other before they even get in the air. Investigators with the Government Accountability Office yesterday released a report that says air travelers face a high risk of a catastrophic collision on airport runways in the U.S. The report blames poor federal leadership, malfunctioning technology, and overworked air controllers. According to the report, runway collisions in 2007 spiked to 370, and even though that's lower than in 2001 when the number peaked at 407, federal investigators still say it's too high. The FAA says it's working to curb that number in part by hiring more air traffic controllers.
It's hard for me to say I'm sorry.
So he didn't do it all Peter Sotaris in a song, but he did it in a blog. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg did apologize yesterday. Why? Because there's been a big row over Facebook's new advertising program and how it's been rolled out. In a blog post on Facebook, Zuckerberg defended the new ad system called Beacon, but he wrote, quote, "I'm not proud of the way we've handled this situation, and I know we can do better." Beacon tracks the actions of its members when they use other sites around the net and then tailors ads based on that member's tastes and preferences. Yesterday, Zuckerberg also outlined ways Facebook users can opt out of the system. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.